Hello, and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and just an FYI, this episode is going to be a little bit different than what we've been talking about. It's gonna be about mostly, it's gonna be all about motivation and what to do to prevent content burnout and what to do following content burnout. So if that's something that's up your alley, this episode's gonna be just for you. If you're not gonna be interested in what I'm about to be talking about in this episode, feel free to just skip and enjoy the other episodes I have to offer. Thank you. Enjoy. Alright. Hi guys, I'm back. It's been a while. And let me just start this off by saying, the reason why I wanted to start this episode was because if you look at the last podcast episode I released, that was about 2 months ago, and I've been getting a lot of notifications asking me where the podcast is, and I'm very happy to say that I'm gonna start bringing it back. And please excuse me if my voice sounds really, like, muggy and, like, monotone, as I'm recording this super late at night, so I'm very tired, but I just could not wait to talk to you guys about this. Let me just start out by saying this. I've been going through a tough time, creatively and motivationally. I've lacked the motivation to put out any form of content, whether that be film or recording the podcast episodes or keeping everybody updated through social media. It's been something that I've been struggling with. I've been going through some personal problems, and it's been a real struggle, I'm not gonna lie. But things have been getting better, and one of the things I want to do to make myself feel better is to finally, like, get into, like, a schedule, like, because that's really what I've been lacking for a long time, is, like, organization is, like, one of my biggest problems, and I just really, like, lack, like, I have to do this at this time, and I have to do this at this time, along with these few other things, and it's just been hard, because not only have I been lacking on the podcast, I've been lacking, like I said, on my Instagram page for my films. I'm way behind on filming. I wanted to be at least, like, if not a quarter of the way through. Can't even talk. If not halfway through the movie, at least a quarter of the way through the movie, and I'm kind of bummed out to say that I haven't even got through a majority of my movie. And that is making me nervous, as I want to be able to make it for that October 25th release date towards later this year, as not only is it will be a Friday and will release just like any other movie, but I figured it'd be cool, as it'd be a cool little nod, since it's a Halloween movie, I'm going to be uploading it on the release date of the original, made back in 1978. But let's just see. It's just been really hard. Like, I haven't really, I don't know, these past couple of months, like, I haven't been jumping out of bed or, like, coming up with amazing new ideas and stories. Like, I'm kind of just stuck on one story, which is the one that I'm working on right now, and I'm just nervous, just because I really want to get a project with my name on it, like, out there. I want to put myself out there. I want to try and make a name for myself in this large, large field of other filmmakers and content creators and storytellers, and it's not easy. It's been really hard. But just like everybody else, I'm learning, and I can say that I've been improving, and I'm happy to say that. It's just been hard. I'm stuck on Halloween. It sucks. My script has already gone through so many changes. I think overall I've gone through four different drafts, and I'm even starting to like change up my fourth draft. So, and I haven't had access to any form of technology for me to edit my scripts or anything, so that's been really hard, as I do want to make the final changes before I like start filming. If you guys aren't familiar with the project I'm talking about, my first film that I will be making is a fan film of my favorite horror franchise called Halloween. And the way I'm doing it is it's going to be like the last one that was released in 2018. It's going to be a direct sequel to the original from 1978. And it's going to follow this young girl named Allison Hill and her grandfather, Sam Davis, who is the sheriff of Haddonfield Police. And it's going to be about their long, terrifying night dealing with the boogeyman, Michael Myers. One of the big changes I'm considering right now is instead of making Allison having a different or distant relationship from her grandfather, I'm going to keep that, but instead, Allison is going to be an orphan who is living with her grandfather and is even making it more distant as he has been beating himself up over the past 40 years because he could have stopped Michael Myers on that night, but he chose not to and just let him escape. And he's been pushing away his family, even his wife, Allison's grandmother, and even Allison. So even though they're in the same house living together on a daily basis, they lack the communication and or sort of tough love of any relationship. But that's the one big change I'm considering is making Allison an orphan and making her live with the grandfather. So that's the one big story change that I'm working on. And actually, that's not the only one. The other things I'm working on is the only criticism, people really haven't been giving me this criticism. It's something that I've kind of given myself. While I do like that I'm coming up with good stories, I feel like I'm still kind of lacking some originality, and that's one of my biggest fears, is that I'm going to get a lot of criticism for, yeah, while I'm making fan films about properties that have already been around, that I'm just borrowing, and I'm really not coming up with a fresh, innovative story. Because, yes, while I've been happy with the improvements I've made upon the drafts of my screenplay, I've been noticing that they've been very similar, especially even since the beginning, it's been very similar to the events of Halloween 2018. For example, I have a podcaster who's talking about the events of the original, so if people have not seen the original film, it's kind of exposition. In Halloween 2018, you got two podcasters doing the exact same thing, giving exposition to the audience so that if they're not familiar with the original, they at least know some bit of background information. The main girl is named Allison, just like Laurie Strode's granddaughter, Allison. You have a main character in the early 60s, very affected and traumatized by the events of the original film, for just like Laurie Strode was. Sam Davis is kind of blocking himself off from his family. I even have Sam barricading his house and setting traps for Michael, just like Laurie did in the film. And along with that, I realized that some death scenes were similar. I had originally intended for them to be homages to the films. And to tell you the truth, I think I'm only going to keep one death scene very similar to one in the movies, and the rest I'm going to try and be as fresh and innovative as possible. And I had originally intended for this to be kind of very similar to the 1978 film in spirit, and I've kind of been drifting towards the 2018 film, and I have no problem with the 2018 film. Out of all the Halloween films, it's probably up there in my top five. It's ranked number two. The original's always going to be ranked number one, but Halloween 2018 is always going to be very special for me, as it was the first Halloween film I saw in the theater, as well as the first horror film I saw in the theater. And while I do want to make it feel fresh and modern, I do very much want to stick to the style that John Carpenter had stuck to in 78, and I really hope that I can convey that sense and atmosphere and eerie creepiness to my film as best as I can. So I think, in rather than trying to stick to Halloween 2018, I'm just gonna focus to what I originally wanted to do, and basically make this film, like many other fan films, a love letter to the original. And I hope that I can convey those ideas as best I can. So I'm a bit behind schedule on my film. What I had originally intended to do was I wanted to film all the scenes with Allison and Sam first, and then do the scenes with Allison and her friends last, along with the podcasters scenes. I had originally intended to start filming as soon as the beginning of June, and I had intended to finish sometime around late August, early September, so I can give myself a good month and a half to edit the film and release it on time. Well, sadly enough, that is not the case, as we are now, at the time of this recording, it is June 29th, 2019, and I'm barely a quarter of the way through my film. And I'm freaking out because I'm behind schedule. I got so much to do. My plans have fallen through multiple times. I've been trying to get shooting schedules set up, and things have just not been going according to plan. And I feel bad because I've brought so many people together through my films, and I was able to get a good group of people together, and I feel like I'm just wasting their time by just saying, "Oh, we're gonna do this and this on this week, and then this stuff next week, and 2 weeks, 3 weeks goes by, and we haven't even done any of those things." And I feel like I'm not doing the best I can as a filmmaker, as a director. And as a director, I feel like it's your responsibility to like bring people together and make everything like work out, like make everybody work together and be creative and just have everybody be on the same page, so everybody can work together and it could be just one big unity. And I feel like I've been lacking that on my part, and it's been really hard, and this kind of lack of motivation has like given me, I don't know, kind of this negative mindset where I'm like thinking about my future as a filmmaker and whether I want to pursue that type of career or not. And I don't want to let those negative thoughts control me or take over my life. I want to pursue this dream. It's something that I know and I could see myself doing in the future, and having a life built off of it, because it's perfect for me. I've told you guys this in the first episode. I've always had a very active imagination. I've always had a gift, in a sense, telling stories. So naturally, I can't believe that I didn't see this type of career sooner. And I'm glad that I finally was able to, pursue this career. I've taken film classes because of it. I've written 10 to 15 screenplays, and I've shared them with people. I've created an Instagram page. I've created a whole podcast dedicated to my love of filmmaking. And in turn, I feel like I'm just failing on the film aspect of this. While I've been talking about all these great projects I have planned, I haven't filmed a single thing. Honestly, I've only filmed about 2 to 3 scenes of my Halloween film. And that was all the way back in April when I was trying to get a head start. Is I just wanted to have some backup footage just in case I was behind. Well, now I'm more than behind, and it's honestly scaring me, as I've already, in the 2 years that I've tried pursuing this career, I've had 3 projects, and I've had to shut down all three. The Halloween one included. And that is what led me to reboot it to make my own movie. It was that, along with a Western, and then a documentary that I had planned, and that had fallen through too. And it's just been hard, and I'm sorry, guys, that you have to listen to this rant, but I just wanted to use the. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to use this podcast. It was more than filmmaking, it's just me talking about my life and what's going on. And I'm happy that I can use this as a platform to just get my thoughts out, because there's no way I could express this in a YouTube video or anything. That's another thing. I wanted to put content out on my channel, and I haven't even done that either. So, I consider that one of my biggest weaknesses, though. That's a whole nother thing. One of the biggest problems I consider myself having is I beat myself up too much. If I fail, or if I don't do something for somebody, or if I fail to meet some of my own expectations, I take it. I beat myself up so hard, and I don't know, I guess it's my own, way of, kicking myself into gear and, telling myself, I need to do better. But honestly, it doesn't work that way anymore. I'll beat myself up and I'll just, I don't know, I'll just take the hits and curl up into a ball in the corner. And I honestly don't like that. I don't really feel good that much as a person feeling that way. It's just been really hard, and I'm just trying to figure things out. I'm just trying to. I'm like I said, and I'm gonna keep referring to past episodes. Like I said in the first one, I'm just a young filmmaker. I'm just trying to get my stuff off the ground. I just want to make a movie. I just want to make people happy. That's all I want to do. I want to make a name for myself. I want to pursue a career. I want to build a life off of this type of hobby. And I've already said, once I'm done with high school, I do want to make this a lifetime career. I want to turn this hobby into a full-time job. Maybe one day my ultimate dream is to get my own studio and hire my own crew, preferably family and friends, because it'd be fun. Just to get to work with work and surround myself with people that I like being around and people that I have fun just motivating and sharing ideas and spreading that kind of joy everywhere, anywhere I can. But at the same time, it's hard because, as I've said before, I've been struggling with school. And that alone is freaking me out, as I I'm just beginning to realize that I have no plan. While I have said I wanted to do these things, I have no concrete plan. I have no plan A, plan B. I don't know what I'm gonna do after I walk across that straight stage and grab my diploma. Like, I have no idea. I'm just trying to get my diploma. That's my biggest priority right now, is just getting out of high school and surviving. 'Cause it's been hard. It's been hard trying to get back to my old self again. And it's been rough for me because I have no idea who I am anymore because I'm struggling so much. And I know that I'm struggling, but I don't understand why it's so hard for me to take initiative and fix my own problems. And that's one of the biggest challenges I've had every day. And just getting me to come back on this podcast was hard. As I'd said, oh, I'll do it now. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I don't really feel like it, so I don't really want to do it. I mean, God, I had originally planned to do a whole Marvel-related episode because I had filmed an 1 hour and 10 minute long episode, just me talking about Marvel, because I had just gotten back from the theater seeing Avengers Endgame with my friends, and I trashed that whole episode because I didn't want to release it, and I didn't feel like doing anything, and it sucks because I felt like that was the best episode I ever recorded, and I feel bad because I never used it. And I don't know. Looking back on this episode, it's probably gonna be like, ugh, such a train wreck. But every once in a while, I need to put out episodes like this. And if you guys don't like it, then so be it. It's my podcast. I can talk about what I want, when I want. So I guess this podcast is gonna be one of the many rants that you're gonna be getting. I think this is probably the first. But yeah, I've been lacking motivation. And while that's hard to say, it's the truth, and it's better than lying and saying that everything's going fine. As of my movie right now, I honestly do not know what's gonna happen. Everything's up in the air. I have my cast, I have my story, but when I'm gonna be able to film and transfer those ideas to film, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm freaking out. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to get this film off the ground, and it's just very difficult for me. And I'm think it's something that I'm dealing with every day. Lack of motivation and just finding the passion again to talk about film or do something film related. It's just been extremely difficult. And now, please enjoy a word from my sponsor. Alright, guys, so after the long and boring rant, I think I'm gonna end the podcast right here. If you listen to this whole rant, or I don't even know if you want to call this an episode, thank you for listening, and thank you just for taking the time just to listen to what I have to say, and hear about what's going on in my life right now. I really appreciate everyone who gives their time to just listen to my thoughts and ideas, and this is what I originally intended this podcast to be, and I'm happy that I'm able to do something like this. But until then, I don't know when the next episode of the podcast is going to be, so the best thing I can tell you guys is to wait, but there will be more coming in the near future. Thank you guys so much for listening, and as always, have a great day. Thank you.